proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. In this, our final session relating to the seven deadly sins, we look at the sin of strife. Strife results from an individual's persistent efforts to promote his own interests at the expense of others. It results from divisions caused when an individual gives way to wrath. Put another way, wrath creates conditions that result in strife. The classical Greek word for strife is erethea. It originally applied to anyone who sought to attain political office through dishonest means. Later on, erethea came to denote excessive political partisanship. Eris, the New Testament noun rendered as strife, Eris also depicted contentiousness and factionalism, as it did when Paul employed it in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. The narrative found in Genesis 34 illustrated the consequences of strife. We read about Shechem, a Hivite prince, who kidnapped and raped Jacob's daughter Dinah. Jacob became upset when he heard this news, but refrained from undertaking any actions until he had gathered his sons around him. Shechem sought to make amends by marrying Dinah, and his people, the Hivites, making an alliance with Jacob and his progeny. The Hivites would trade and intermarry with the sons of Jacob, forming, as they put it, one people. Jacob's sons took this occasion to propose an addendum to that suggestion. They argued that all male Hivites would have to undergo the ritual of circumcision. The author of Genesis 34 observed that the brothers, quote, answered Shechem and Hamor his father deceitfully, unquote, meaning that Jacob's sons had no intention of forming an alliance with these Canaanites. The Hivites accepted this condition and received circumcision. Soon afterwards, Simeon and Levi, two of Dinah's brothers, Simeon and Levi took up arms and went through the Hivite camp, killing every male Hivite. They rescued their sister, despoiling the Hivites in the process of doing so. Jacob became angry over what Simeon and Levi had done, not for the brutality of their actions, but for potential consequences. He told them, quote, "Ye have troubled me to make me stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites," unquote. Jacob grew afraid, lest remaining Canaanite groups which outnumbered Jacob and his family, remaining Canaanite groups should wage war against Jacob and his family, defeating them and killing them. Even on his deathbed, according to Genesis chapter 49, Jacob had not forgotten this matter of Simeon and Levi killing the Hivites. He condemned the brothers for their deeds, quote, "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel," unquote. A Christian must learn to put away strife. According to the fourth chapter of Ephesians, believers should, quote, "let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice," unquote. Believers can temper the development of strife by cultivating a spirit of humility within themselves. As Paul put it in Philippians chapter 2, quote, "let each esteem other better than themselves," unquote. After all, God himself is no respecter of persons. Why should Christians do likewise? This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.